Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
A peanut butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns...
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
KJ, how are you, man?
What's going on, JR? Doing great out here in Las Vegas at Radio Row. A lot of mayhem out here. The energy's starting to pick up, so having a really good time so far.
Absolutely. Wednesday, things start to pick up, and they get on the upswing. Well, as we move towards that Sunday, obviously from your days in the league, you're very familiar with the 49ers. Obviously, you also know about these Kansas City Chiefs. What are you looking forward to the most with the game? What are people not talking about when it comes down to this matchup?
Well, when you look at it, obviously you got to start at the quarterback position. And a guy that I've been a fan of all season long, but really since he came on the scene, is Brock Purdy. I just look at the way that he had a phenomenal sophomore season, top five in passing yards, top five in touchdowns, and still was as successful as he's been since he came on the scene. He still have all these naysayers, a lot of just Mr. Irrelevant name, you know, just talk around his name. And so I'm really excited to see him go up against a football team that's no stranger to winning championships, no stranger to the Super Bowl, and really see the mental toughness that he's displayed all football season come to life one more time. And so I've loved what he's done ever since he came to the 49ers and that starting offense. But obviously, going against Patty Mahomes, it would not be no easy feat. Those guys will obviously put up big numbers. Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice, those guys will have a big-time game. And so who's going to have the ball in their hands when it's 2 minutes left, game's on the line? I can't wait to see these quarterbacks really have a fun and exciting game.
As Seahawks legend KJ Wright is joining us here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Well, KJ, man, you've been through this. You were able to walk away with a championship with the Seahawks. What does this week look like for a player? We see the media night, opening night. We see the press conferences. What are you doing? I mean, there's obviously practices, but is this week pretty much done by Wednesday? Is it a lot of wait? Hurry up and wait. What does this week look like from a player's perspective?
So if you are not my coach, if you are not my wife or my teammate, I'm not talking to you if I'm a football player. These guys are all the way dialed in. What are we at, Wednesday right now? Mm-hmm. These guys are all the way locked in. There's no more having to deal with media, no more media day. They have their tickets figured out, family is settled in. And so these guys are all the way dialed in. But I'm telling you, when it first happens, when you do win that NFC championship, your phone's blowing up, people are pulling at you from left to right. But this is the biggest game of these guys' lives. These guys have got to be focused. They have to eliminate all of these distractions. I haven't seen any players here at the craps table at the Cosmo, so they're doing a pretty good job staying focused and dialed in.
I certainly hope nobody gets caught up. We still got a couple of days for not the players, but we got a lot of days for people to get in trouble. What's the vibe like? And I know Radio Row is jumping. What's the overall vibe like in Vegas?
Oh, it's fun out here. All the stars are out here. I've seen Shannon Sharpe, seen Ocho. Cam Newton brought his podcast out here. Miles Garrett ran into him. So all the just NFL legends are out here. Really just obviously enjoying the city. But there's a really, really big-time matchup coming that a lot of these guys just want to see and just be a part of. So a lot of Niners fans, a lot of Chiefs fans. And so the energy is high. Everyone's excited. I believe as the days continue to build up, intensity will definitely ramp up as well.
Okay, Jay, you talk about a legend. And we know through this coaching cycle that we've just gone through, your former head coach in Pete Carroll, we know that there's some changes in Seattle. Were you surprised at what took place? And what do you think about this team moving forward with their new coach, McDonald?
I was not surprised. It was really hard for me to see. I've been my coach for 10 years. The Seahawks coach for 14 years. done a phenomenal job there. But I wasn't surprised when I heard the news. It was just two back-to-back seasons of 9-8. Really, I think the guys kind of got away with protecting the team. A lot of off-the-field stuff that they had to deal with. A lot of stuff in the media that was said. Just way too many distractions with this football team this past year. And when you have that on top of not making the playoffs, not winning ball games, haven't won a playoff game in 4 or 5 years, I believe management looked and said it's time to move on. And so they did make a hard decision, but the fan base is excited about who we have. Mike McDonald is the Kyle Shanahan of defense, what he brings to the table. It's really exciting, this discipline, this new energy, this new intensity that he's displayed thus far in his press conferences. I mean, everyone's definitely on board. It's just a matter of how does he build this staff? Who does he have around him making sure that he's on his A game as a first-time head coach? And so phenomenal job hiring Leslie Frazier, but now he has got to nail the offensive coordinator. There's been a lot of talk about Chip Kelly, so I can't wait to see the staff he puts together to get the Seahawks team back where they need to be.
The Seahawks legend K.J. Wright is joining us here at the JR Sportby Show on CBS Sports Radio. It was only a couple of seasons ago that there were conversations about Russell Wilson and Pete Carroll, and now they're both gone. And we know in the case of Russell Wilson, he apparently is likely going to be gone from Denver. From your time with Russell, all the way up until now, do you think he's gotten a bad rap? What's the deal with him currently in his career as well?
And it's been hard to see how some of the former players came out and spoke about Russ. We saw what some of the guys said. But me and my personal experience with Russ, it's been nothing but love. I think he's an awesome human being, an awesome teammate. I say it all the time. There's no other quarterback on game day that I really have than Russ. The guy's a competitor. He shows up early. He leaves late. Always dialed into the details. And so I do believe that he has gotten a little bit of a bad rap. And Russ will tell you himself that I could have done better in the locker room. I could have done better in building relationships with the guys. He'll tell you that himself. And so that was one thing I did challenge him on. No matter how much success you have, no matter how much fame you have, you got to make sure that you're tight with the boys and their brotherhood has got to be A1. And so he does. That's one thing that I did challenge him on. But at the end of the day, awesome dude, awesome teammate, and I personally enjoyed my time with him.
Is there an ideal spot for Russell Wilson here in the NFL? We know, let's be real. Any given year, two-thirds of the teams are looking for quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a team. Maybe the Las Vegas Raiders. Maybe the Commanders. It's slim pickings at this point. I mean, there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there. But with Russ and his contract, obviously with his age, his production is still there. But there's a lot of logistics these teams got to figure out. I don't think a team makes a trade for him if he does get released. But you have to figure out the contract situation. But what team? The only two teams I could possibly think of is the Washington Commanders and the Las Vegas Raiders.
Okay, Jay, also, as we start to wrap things up, someone else that was on your team in a coaching capacity, at least on the offense when you were on the Seahawks, is Dave Canales. And we see the success that he's been able to have translating that over into a head coaching opportunity with the Panthers. What was your experience like with him, even if it probably may have been from afar?
Oh, no, let me say, I was there my rookie year. Dave Canales was the quality control guy. He was an assistant receivers coach, assistant quarterbacks coach. And my last year in Seattle, he was an assistant tight ends coach. That was in 2020. In 2024, he is a head coach of a football team. You just talk about his experience being in all the different position rooms, his experience being under Coach Carroll, and a guy that just trusted himself, a guy that just dialed in what his philosophy is, what his style wants to be. And he just got a big break. He got a big break with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, he resurged Baker Mayfield's career, got that offense to the playoffs, got that football team to the playoffs. And so I'm thoroughly happy for him and what he's about to do with the Carolina Panthers. Has a really big test, and let's see if Bryce Young can be that number one overall pick that we all fell in love with at Alabama. So awesome family man, awesome coach. And for him to really do this in 3 years to be an assistant tight ends coach, really, really cool job for Dave Finelli.
Well, let me ask you this, man. KJ, when are you going to get into coaching? I know you're doing media now. When are you going to coach?
Hey, in due time, in due time. It's, I kid you not, each and every Sunday, I sit and I say, KJ, what are you doing? And what are you waiting on? I don't watch football to watch football. I watch football to analyze it. I watch football like I'm calling defensive plays. And so it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when it does. But you'll see me with the headset on my head and dialing up blitzes left and right in the very near future.
All right, KJ, I'm good in the tape room, and I can carry water, so make sure you hold the spot on the staff for me when you get that gig, okay?
I got you. You got a job.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to call you on that, too. Listen, man, give me the prediction. Who are you favoring to win this game on Sunday night?
The San Francisco 49ers are the better team from top to bottom, but the San Francisco 49ers do not have Patrick Mahomes on their team. And so I got the Kansas City Chiefs winning. Give me 28-24.
Oh, so it's not going to be a beatdown like your Seahawks gave Peyton Manning, right? Not like that?
Yeah, I hope not. God, no one wants to see that kind of mess. But give me a tight game. Give me a competitive game, back and forth. But I got the Chiefs coming out. Two-minute drill, ball's going to be in Patrick Mahomes' hands. He's going to find a way, like he always does.
Yeah, scary proposition. KJ, where can people follow you and everything that you do in media before me and you get into coaching?
You can find me on YouTube, KJ All Day. We're on Spotify. And, yes, I'm on Cairo Radio in Seattle, Washington. So I'm doing it. I'm loving it. And we're right here in Vegas. We've got a lot of cool content coming out with a lot of NFL players.
Beautiful. Hey, KJ, man, thank you so much. Have a good time out there. Enjoy it. And like you, I hope it's not a blowout like you gave to Peyton Manning, okay? Enjoy yourself.
All right, man. Thank you for having me.
A Peanut Butter M&M's production.
In a world where Super Bowl winners get the world's admiration and a fancy ring, but the runners-up get nothing, one retired cop returns.
That's one retired quarterback. Read the script.
Oh, sorry. One retired quarterback returns to claim what's his.
That's claim a ring with diamonds made from M&M's peanut butter. But you're on a roll.
The Ring of Comfort, coming soon to a Super Bowl near you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 2024 Santa Fe, available early 2024.
I'm Tony, and this is the Tony Kornheiser Show. Wow, that makes it sound a bit more serious than it really is. So what exactly is the show about? It's been almost 30 years, and I still don't know. Right now, we have some of the best voices in football come on to explain to us what we need to know in the college and pro world, and we get weekly picks from a monkey. Do you really need more than that? I might just tell you about my bunker game and the latest failed entry in my quest to find the best coffee ice cream. No schmutz, please. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.